5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for November 15th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Israel rolls out the Iron Dome. Israel's military deploying its rocket defense system to the center of the country after threats by militants in the Gaza Strip. Said on Tuesday that the system had been deployed without explaining why, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's military have warned militants in the Gaza Strip not to do anything. Islamic Jihad, which is based in the Gaza Strip, has threatened revenge against Israel for the destruction last month of one of its attack tunnels from Gaza into Israel. Topic number 4, a secret deal with the Islamic State. The BBC has uncovered details of a secret deal that let hundreds of ISIS fighters and their families escape from Raqqa under the eyes of the U.S. and British-led coalition and the Kurdish-led forces that now control that city. Some of these fighters were from foreign nations, in spite of assurances by those on the Islamic State side that it would just be native Syrians allowed to escape. These fighters have spread out across Syria. Some have crossed the border, reportedly, into Turkey. The deal to let the ISIS fighters out of Raqqa had been arranged by local officials after 4 months of fighting, basically destroyed the city. The idea is that it would have saved, that the deal saves lives on both sides. But allowing these ISIS fighters, some of the most notorious members of ISIS, to escape could possibly unleash their activity on the rest of the world. I mean, this begs the question, what is the greater good here? Those involved tried to keep this deal a secret, but the BBC has spoken to dozens of people who either were on the convoy, observed it, or helped negotiate it. Another question that this raises is, what does this mean for American soldiers on the ground in Syria? On Monday, Defense Secretary James Mattis said that that American forces in Syria would fight ISIS as long as they want to fight. This seems to indicate a much longer role for soldiers in Syria than we had been told. And of course, we were told by President Obama that we would never put boots on the ground in Syria. You might remember some months ago, prior to the election of Donald Trump, I played a video clip of a spokesperson for the Defense Department saying that, no, we have no boots on the ground in Syria, even after it had been reported and admitted that we had special forces on the ground in Syria. So either they're wearing sneakers and not boots, or somebody's not telling us the truth here. At last count, it's been admitted by the U.S. government that we have at least 13 military bases in Syria. Now, like him or not, Bashar al-Assad is the recognized head of state of Syria, which is a sovereign nation. It doesn't appear that Assad is going anywhere. So before we just announce that we're going to keep our soldiers in Syria as long as we want to, shouldn't we get the permission of the government of Syria? Just asking. Topic number 3, the dam is breaking and it appears Bill Clinton is downstream of the flood. Writing in the New York Times on Tuesday, Michelle Goldberg, who I shouldn't have to point out is a liberal columnist for the paper, published an op-ed piece titled, I Believe Juanita. That would be Juanita Broderick, who you see in the picture behind me here. She is one of the women who's accused Bill Clinton of sexual impropriety. In fact, in Juanita Broderick's case, she flat out accused Clinton of rape, which she says occurred back in 1978. Now, she didn't go public with this accusation until toward the end of Clinton's second term, 1999. But in the current environment, where we don't go a day without another prominent member of Hollywood's elite, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, a number of others, being accused and perhaps having their careers ended by these accusations, it appears liberals may have realized that continuing to ignore the accusations of women like Juanita Broderick is too hypocritical even for them. Now, it may be that this is just politics, and they realize that unless they admit what many already believe about Bill Clinton, no one is going to believe what they are accusing Judge Roy Moore of in Alabama. Judge Moore is the 70-year-old former Supreme Court justice who is the Republican candidate for Senate. Special election there to replace Jeff Sessions, who's now the Attorney General. Judge Moore now facing accusations from 5 different women of sexual impropriety going back 40 years. Topic number 2, paganism on the National Mall. The 3-day weekend event on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. featured a 7-headed dragon called Abraxas. This is a symbol and Abraxas, another name of Satan. This was the third annual Catharsis on the Mall, titled A Vigil for Healing, held as a politically motivated incarnation of the Burning Man Festival, which is held every year in the desert in Nevada. You might remember a month or so back, I talked with Carl Tykrib, author and analyst, about his visit to Burning Man to witness to people there the gospel of Jesus Christ. Catharsis on the Mall featured art, music features, interactive exhibits, meditation, and healings. But unlike Burning Man out in Nevada, which is strictly spiritual, this also had a political motivation, of course. Other pagan elements included a 30-foot-tall temple that was burned as sort of the culmination of the weekend event. The focal point facing the Washington Monument, a papier-mâché sculpture of Shiva, the chief god of Hinduism, which you see behind me here. There's been controversy about this event for a while. The organizers of Catharsis on the Wall wanted to erect a 45-foot-tall, that's 4.5 stories, okay, 45-foot-tall, 8-ton steel statue sculpture of a naked dancing woman facing the White House. Organizers had intended for this piece to stay up for 4 months. Originally got a permit from the National Park Service, if you can believe that. It was ultimately finally revoked because, according to the National Park Service, the crane needed to erect the statue might damage the grass on the mall. Not the fact that having a 4.5-tall naked woman staring at the Washington Monument has certain connotations, both sexual and religious, spiritual, that are offensive to many Christians. No, it's we just wanted to keep the crane off the lawn. And topic number one today, deconstructing God's creation. The Church of England, three stories here, all wrapped into one topic. Church of England has advised its schools in the UK that boys as young as 5 should be allowed to wear tiaras at school without being criticized. Yep, thousands of schools run by the Church of England across the UK being told that male pupils as young as 5 should be free to dress up in a tutu and high heels without attracting any comment or observation. Guidelines handed out to teachers by the Church of England. 4,700 schools in the UK being told they should change their dress code so that the uniforms don't create difficulty for trans students. Meanwhile, Scottish adults and students, or adults and children rather, in Scotland being allowed to change their gender so that they are legally neither male nor female. Scottish government unveiling plans to create a non-binary gender for people who don't identify as man or woman and to make it legal for them to self-declare their gender without any medical diagnosis or treatment, and they could potentially change more than once. And so it should come as no surprise that here in the U.S. of A, 77% of Democrats with a college degree now say they believe sex is not determined at birth, but is whatever one wants it to be. Seriously, according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center, 3 out of 4 college-educated Democrats believe that a man can be a woman just because he says so, regardless of biology, genetics, or equipment. This compares to 60% of Democrats with some college, 57% with a high school diploma. No such education divide among Republicans, 80% of whom say your gender is a product of your biology. Among Democrats, if you start breaking down along ethnic lines, things are a little different. Only 55% of black Democrats say that gender is determined at birth, 41% of Hispanics. Only 24% of white Democrats believe genetics determines your gender. In the beginning, created he them male and female. This is a spiritual thing because there is no rational, biological, or scientific justification for believing that one can be whatever gender one wants. And, well, we've talked about this on multiple times. I will say again, I bear no animosity toward people who believe they are transgender because they're in need of counseling and love, not enabling. Because according to statistics released and cited by transgender activists themselves, 41% of transgenders will attempt suicide at some point in their lives. We should not be encouraging anyone, especially children, to pursue that lifestyle. They need help. They need love. And like you and me, they need Jesus Christ. Take us with you. We update the video content on this website on, well, it's from Skywatch TV 6 days a week. These daily news updates, Sci Friday Into the Multiverse, our weekly video, our weekly interview programs, all available with a tap of your finger on your smartphone or tablet. Whether it's iOS, Android, Windows Phone, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet, we've got an app for that, and you'll find it linked from the website, skywatchtv.com, where you'll find links to our YouTube channel, information on how you can get this and all of our programs on Roku. Make it simple. Watch us on the big screen. You'll find that in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com and all of my stuff posted at derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
The Trump administration is now vowing to crack down and punish deep state saboteurs.
Today, America is being manipulated through a Washington-based shadow government.
This is a war now, the deep state against you and the President of the United States.
The artificial chaos engineered by elites and advanced by enemies of democracy is being propagandized by a devoted media machine to take down President Trump.
I submit to you that the establishment that you talk about, the so-called deep state, exists on both sides, the left and the right, and President Trump is up against both of them.
But this is not the whole story. A much more sinister quest behind the deep state is at work to usher in a final world order.
He's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret societies.
They're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want.
Globalists, secret societies, and world power brokers anticipate the insidious arrival of a messianic strongman they call the Grey Champion. Now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn joins a senior analyst from the Pentagon and a retired police detective to bring you the shocking truth behind an ancient cabal almost too fantastic to believe.
If these forces are successful, this country will not survive.
They have a plan for your future, but you can know their secret and stop them in their tracks. Get ready, saboteurs, how secret deep state occultists are manipulating American society toward a final world order.
America is being manipulated by sinister occult forces and a Washington-based shadow government. But now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn is joined by senior analyst from the Pentagon, Colonel Bob McGinnis, and retired police detective Carl Gallops to expose these nefarious forces. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Saboteurs Collection. When you order the new books, Saboteurs, Gods and Thrones, and The Deeper State from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive free of charge for a limited time the exclusive oversized hardback collector editions of the classic two-volume set, The Devils and Evil Spirits of Babylonia, and The Fallen Angels and the Heroes of Mythology. These two timeless masterpieces, finally in print again after 100 years, are the perfect gift for the scholar or Bible student in your life and hold a retail value of over $60 all by themselves, but are included absolutely free when you purchase the limited-time Saboteurs collection. But that's not all. You'll also receive the never-before-aired DVD Off the Record, featuring exclusive interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and Detective Carl Gallops, further exposing the dark secrets of globalist elites and how to stop them in their tracks. This content is only available in this exclusive offer and will not be aired anywhere else. Finally, you'll also receive The Shadow Hand, the over 24-hour Steve Quayle and Tom Horn definitive audio series on CD. This audio collection discloses the terrifying truth behind the infamous WikiLeaks dumps, the shadow government, and so much more. This unprecedented special offer sold separately holds a retail value of over $175. Yours now for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. The holiday gift season is coming, and you won't find this collection anywhere else. So don't delay. Order the Saboteurs collection for somebody you love now at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.